Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Irma continuing its move toward the U.S. state of Florida with powerful winds and heavy rains. Crossing the Caribbean, Irma left at least 23 people dead, catastrophic destruction everywhere. Cuba, the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, and the two-island nation of Antigua Barbuda were pounded, with Barbuda virtually flattened. This man was in Antigua and just arrived back in London, spoke with Sky News.
It just makes you think, because the people that are out there, they're so limited. They don't have enough resources, they don't have enough help. And the hurricane has been 3 days now, 4 days, and now they're picking up the pieces and they're anticipating another one. I think a lot more should be done from us worldwide to help them out. And the people over there, they need it.
Barbuda is now bracing for impact from Category 4 Hurricane Jose. And back to Florida, where nearly 7 million people, about a quarter of the population, were asked to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Irma's landfall later today. Highest sustained winds for that storm now about 230 kilometers per hour. North Korea marking the 69th anniversary of the founding of the nation. There were ceremonies, fanfare, international community watched as another potential missile test was threatened. North Korea had a history of using its military technology to mark significant holidays. The head of the UN peacekeeping force says that rising ethnic tensions in Central African Republic are likely to spur greater conflict between the Muslim and Christian communities unless action is taken to defuse the situation. This is VOA News. UN Refugee Agency warning overcrowding and deteriorating conditions on Greece's eastern Aegean islands are causing serious distress among the refugees, leading to self-harm and riots and protest. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports that refugees from Syria, Iraq, and other destitute and conflict-ridden countries are arriving on Greece's islands faster than the government can transfer them to the mainland for processing. UNHCR spokeswoman Cecile Puy says living conditions are particularly bad for refugees on the islands of Lesbos, Samos, Leros, and Chios.
Many of the people have been staying on the islands for months, and the conditions have affected their physical and mental health.
The UNHCR is calling for robust action to improve conditions in reception facilities on the islands. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Firefighters in Australia bracing for what they fear will be one of the worst bushfire seasons on record. They say warmer conditions have combined with a very dry winter to raise the threat level. In Queensland, a tropical cyclone had led to a rapid growth in vegetation. Now that's since dried out, posing a high risk for fire. Early season bushfires are continuing to burn across Queensland's capital, Brisbane. Emergency Management Commissioner Craig Lapsley warns of dangerous times ahead.
We're already seeing some fires in the very eastern part of Victoria be difficult to manage, and that's in winter, moving into spring. So I think it's very clear for all of the states, particularly the southern states, the eastern seaboard, where the communities live, that we've got a very high risk. The early indicators are telling us to take this very serious, is my view.
In 2009, a bushfire disaster known as Black Saturday killed 173 in Victoria. Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar called for a month-long ceasefire starting today in order to allow humanitarian aid to get through. Rohingya Muslims have been fighting for what they say is the protection of their ethnic group from persecution by the military and members of Myanmar's Buddhist majority. The Dalai Lama, a Buddhist, spoke about the plight of the Rohingya.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha helping, definitely help to those poor Muslim.
Latest round of violence has left 400 people dead, triggered a mass exodus of Rohingya Muslims to neighboring Bangladesh. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.